For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
What's going on? This is Sonic from 104.3 Jams. I stand up for my best friend's father, who recently lost his battle to cancer and passed away earlier this year. Let's stand up to cancer together. Big salute to my friends at 670 The Score and Cubs for a Cure.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
We got to keep it going here for 24 hours. So we are what? We're five in? 19 to go? It's easy. These stories are so inspiring. It's not going to be a problem. We've got big ticket items. We got more reasonable priced items here this hour. Two tickets to a Cubs game and a $100 gift card to Mordecai. That's great value. They're going to be good Cubs tickets. Won't be in the club, but they're good Cubs seats to a mutually agreed upon game next season. $300 donation. We got five pairs of them. So you get great seats to a Cubs game and a $100 gift card. So drinks or dinner before or after, plus great seats to a game. You guys work out the date with the Cubs. These can be online donations. Text CURE24 to 41444, CURE24 to 41444, or CubsForACure.com. That is aggressively priced. That $1,500 should fly off the shelf, but so because it's $300 apiece. So $300 gets you two tickets and the $100 gift card. So get the next five $300 donations. But the beauty of that is your $300 also becomes $600 because of our friends at Four Corners Hospitality. They are putting up $10,000 for the 3 o'clock hour.
Really?
Matt Doherty and the people at Four Corners always take such great care of us.
Four Corners, that's Rinaldi's and the Danny Parkin special.
That's exactly right. And then Highline and Benchmark, which have both gone through a refresh. Highline has the ultra-thin pizza menu. That's where Shane, Tanny, Wani, and Manoli went. So they're putting up $10,000. Benchmark, by the way, they're reopening August 15th. All new design and menu, the whole thing. So thank you to Four Corners for the $10,000 match. But we got to make them spend it. So let's turn that $10,000 into $20,000 this hour.
So one thing that does remain out there is another episode of Parkins versus Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel, where our children pick football games and make football predictions. It has been recorded. We didn't get a chance to air it yesterday. It is in the can. It could air today on this show if you make a $5,000 donation. If you are a fan or know someone who's wealthy who's a fan who loves that segment, because a lot of you do, a $5,000 donation to CURE24. You can text CURE24 at 41444. Now go online at CubsForACure.com. Just say what it's for. We'll get it, and then you'll hear that segment. Otherwise, it dies on the vine.
Could they donate $2,500 and pick the kid that airs? Could
sure.
They do that?
They could do that,
okay,
too.
So $2,500, you get to pick Owen or Ruben.
That's amazing. You get to declare a winner. That's how the winner really happens. It's good. These boys got to live with that.
Without further ado, Tracy Bramlett and her son Harmon are in studio. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Of course. Harmon, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you.
I'm so happy that you're here. And when's your birthday, little dude?
August 17th.
August 17th.
Whoa.
So right around the corner. And how old are you going to be?
12.
That's Saturday, man.
You're going to be 12 years old. You proud of your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tracy, you have been involved with Brain Up since their second year, and we're going on 9 years at this point. And one of the things about Brain Up is not only do they fund research, but at the 5K, which is September 21st, we honor doctors, we honor patients, we honor caregivers to kind of it's not just about the run walk, it's not just about raising money, it's also kind of about celebrating.
It's about the community.
The brain cancer community, and we give out a bravery award, and you are the one who actually gives out the award.
I give out the awards, and the second year that they had it, I was actually a recipient of a bravery award.
Because tell us about your diagnosis.
So in April of 2016, I was diagnosed with a grade 3 astrocytoma in my frontal lobe. We had to cancel my other son Calder's second birthday party because I was having brain surgery 9 days before and we had no idea what to expect. Wow. So yeah, so that year I had a 2-year-old and I had a pretty much a 4-year-old, and that summer was all chemo and radiation. Still kept working though. You know, I worked through it. I was an event a manager for Paramount Events, which we'll tie in with the brain up in a second. And then after I did all that, I had to do 12 monthly rounds of chemo, which actually wound up lasting about 15 months because of my favorite word, which was downgrading. So my body, you know, had to take some time off to recoup every now and then. So, yeah, so it was... It was fun.
I've got to say, you kind of remind me of Brad in some way. Like Brad had some gallows humor. He, you know, would laugh in the face of all of this stuff.
Oh yeah.
So let's start with
what I named my tumor.
You named your tumor.
So we named my tumor Veruca, like Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Because Harmy, what would you call Veruca?
I forgot the word.
Is she a brat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what you said to me on the phone.
well, I'm trying to keep it PG here.
Nah, you can call her a little bitch.
Oh, yeah. She's a little bitch.
Yeah, that was your tumor.
I'm not allowed to say that.
Harmon, here's the thing, buddy. It's almost your 12th birthday, and you're on the radio. You can say it one time.
Wow.
Go say it.
What was mom's tumor name?
Veruca, and she is a bitch.
Yeah.
Dump him.
So you
Daddy, I want a flying elevator.
Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa now. Yeah, so that was our name, and we actually came up with a hashtag that a lot of younger kids might not get, but from the good old movie Kindergarten Cop, our hashtag was Arnold Schwarzenegger lied. It is a tumor.
It is a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Yeah.
Oh, it is a tumor.
It is a tumor.
So, yeah, and there may have been a couple times where me and my group of girlfriends went out with like my scar showing after radiation when I had a Friar Tuck and I acted a fool and they're like, don't mind her. She's just got brain cancer. And it, you know, had nothing to do with the brain cancer.
She remind us of Brad, doesn't she?
Right? Yeah. No,
like facing it and laughing at it as best you can. That's amazing.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, are you going to lay down and die? Or I've got 2 little boys to watch grow up. I've got a husband. I've got a life, you know? And I think one of the biggest compliments I get is when people say, I never would have guessed. Good. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
That's
so
inspiring. How you lived is how you fought.
And yeah. So, and I was actually, and I know you have this in your notes, so with what I have, I was supposed to, well, they call it the red zone. The red zone for recurrence is 3 to 6 years post-diagnosis. And I hit 8 last April.
Man,
it's amazing.
I'm an outlier. Good old call Malcolm Gladwell, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I need to be put in that book. Yeah,
the sequel.
The sequel.
You make the rewrite. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but I mean, there's, you also, just in my conversations with you, You are a realist. You know about the diagnosis and the chance of recurrence, and you've got these 2 boys. How do you deal with that reality?
Oh, it's not good. I cry a lot. Not going to lie. I swear a lot, don't I?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What TV character do you compare me to a lot at home?
Roy Kent from Ted Lasso.
Oh my God. Amazing.
You know, oi. So I always try to wake up and try to be Ted, but you know, now later Rory comes out. So, but how I got involved with Brain Up is I was, like I said, I did events for a living. So, I mean, even when I was doing chemo and radiation, I was still working 13, 14 hour days. And I think it was like a November, I got switched off of an event that I'd been on forever. And I got switched to this. All it said was, you know, Judy Krause fundraiser. I had no idea. My hair had just started to grow back, but I always wore, you know, like a beanie or something over my head. And I remember showing up and she said to me, do you know anything about brain cancer? And my face just went, huh? And I pulled back my head and I was like, well, grade 3 astrocytoma. And she was like, what? So that's actually the night that I met Meg and Dan. And, you know, the founders of BrainUp. I knew they were here earlier.
Just in case anyone wasn't listening five hours ago.
Well, that's God at work or karma at work or however.
Actually, I give a shout out to my old boss, Jody Fife. I think she knew exactly what she was doing. So that's actually how I met all of them. And me and Meg stayed in touch. And then that spring, you know, they said that they wanted to give me a Brave Reward. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, we had an enormous team that fall. And then a little bit, when was it? It was a couple of months after that. Ironically, I was waiting for my MRI results. And Meg called me to let me know that the young lady, Ashlyn, who was giving out the awards the previous year, had passed away. And she asked if I would take her spot. And of course, I said I would. And ever since then, I've been told by a couple of people that attend every year that I have to do it every year. Because, you know.
You're entertaining. I'm sure your speech is awesome.
Well, not only am I entertaining, but it's the community. Like we talked about before. And, you know, I've actually had a couple of people tell me, they're like, you know, if you're not here. And I'm like, I know. We all know what we think. You know, if somebody doesn't show up, it's a brain cancer thing. You know, if you don't show up. What's the reality?
Yeah.
So you now present the award every year that you received.
Correct.
Yeah. It's very meta.
It's amazing. And this is the kind of power that a place like BrainUp does.
Yeah. It's an amazing organization. Brad loved it because it was all about the science, but Jen loved it because that 5K, you know, they had been to walks for, you know, heart disease and allergy awareness and things like that. And she was like, it felt like a big hug. Because it's just like it's all about the patients, but also about the caregivers and the nurses and the doctors and
their families.
And their families.
Can he talk about what happened this last year?
Please,
Harmon. What happened at BrainUp last year? What did you decide on the spur of the moment?
I ran the 5K.
Wow. Have you ever run more than a mile before?
No.
How'd you do?
Really good. I finished in 30 minutes.
So you ran a 5K on the spot in honor of your mom?
Yeah.
What's it been? I mean, what is your mom to you? She's faced this so bravely. What does that mean to you?
I think she's very brave and like she, takes care of me all the time and I love her. So, but she's very strong. So, I'm not worried that much because.
That's good.
She's very strong.
So last week I had my MRI. Ironically, Danny texts me. Once again, I'm at Rush waiting for results of an MRI, and Danny texts me.
Our timing has been kismet here. Yeah.
So the night before, I said, I asked you, I said, you know, mommy's got her scan tomorrow, and are you worried about him? What did you say to me?
No.
Yeah, why'd you say no?
Because she's very strong, and I don't think Veruca's strong enough to stop her.
I don't think Veruca's strong enough to stop her. Well, listen.
Harmon, I wonder if seeing your mom so strong makes you want to be strong, too. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Usually I do wish to be as strong as her and brave as her because I get scared easily, but when it comes to her, I feel safe.
It's pretty amazing.
It's beautiful. Harmon Killebrew had 573 home runs, and that is who you are named after.
Yes. I don't think I can do that, though.
You can get there. What I was thinking was, in honor of this amazing story, I'm sure there is someone out there in our audience who can make a $573 donation honor of Tracy and Harmon. But you're turning 12.
Yes.
So maybe if people just want to make $12 donations in honor of Harmon, that would be great because the Cubs are going to double it. So 12 is going to become 24. 573 will become whatever that is.
Calder's in the other room. He could tell you that. Yeah. His
little
brother.
1,146.
But I mean, how about this for a sports family? Named after Harmon Killebrew and the Calder Trophy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
nice. We like sports a little. We have chickens named after female athletes, too. We had a Cammy Granato. We had a Gigi Marvin. We've got a Caitlin Clark now. We've got, you know.
This family cracks me up.
Yeah. Our dog's name is Paulie.
As a parent, I just like, because you're comfortable talking about all of this with your kids, do you find that they're comfortable talking about all the things that they will need to talk about as they grow up? You
know what I mean? I think so.
Because it's a forced closeness that you have allowed to exist now.
Yeah. You know, they understand what's going on. In all honesty, there's been a couple of times, especially with this one, he's like, you know what, Mom? I miss lollipop and donut days. Lollipop and donut days were my weekly labs. You know, I went and got my labs drawn. They got the lollipop and the donuts. I'm like, shouldn't I be getting a glass of wine or something? I mean, come on. So, yeah. So, I mean, we, you know, we're pretty open about talking about everything. Right, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
And you take care of your mom while she takes care of you and your little brother?
Yeah.
You're the man.
$573 to Cubs for a Cure in honor of Harmon Killebrew sounds pretty awesome.
I think that's doable. I think we got to get it going. Let's get these donations doubled here thanks to Four Corners Hospitality Group. Text CURE 24 to 41444, cubsforacure.com. You can call 773-388-8270. We got the Cubs player meet and greets available, the first pitch experience available, $15,000 Cubs suite is still available, food, booze. You can call up and get all of the information on that. 773-388-8270.
I'm gonna donate $12 right now in honor of your 12th, Harmon.
So there we go.
Congrats and happy birthday, man.
What do you say?
Thank you.
All right. Happy birthday, Harmon. Tracy, thank you so much for your bravery.
You're so welcome.
Sharing the story, coming in, and I'll see you at the 5K.
Yeah, on the 21st.
With Brain Up.
Yes.
Brainup.ngo for all of the information. Brain Up's also going to have a booth at Gallagher Way pregame on Saturday where you can sign up right there in person for the race. And our next guest, you know them. They are huge names. They have never done a joint interview on this radio station. Jed Hoyer and Crane Kenny will be on together. There's some baseball that I've been cleared that we are going to talk to them about in a way that is going to be very interesting for Cubs fans. But also, oh boy, there are some things that Cubs fans are going to want to get involved with maybe a little payback towards Crane Kenny. I'll just put it that way. It's the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Andy Parkins, you're going to be the marathon man for the Radiothon.
So I'm doing it in my brother's memory, but everyone's been touched by cancer. So August 15th, I'll be broadcasting for 24 hours straight.
24 straight hours.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Of radio work.
Do you drink coffee?
You know, I don't.
Oh, Lord.
No, I know. No caffeine, no coffee. It's all natural energy and charisma.
Wow.
I got a 4 and a 2-year-old, so this is going to be like a vacation. 24 hours? That's easy.
Yeah.
That's light work.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Hang out with us. 24-hour Radiothon rolls on. The big ticket items, you got to call up 773-388-8270. We got a suite for 15, food, booze, dessert cart available. $10,000 first pitch experience is available. Again, 773-388-8270. Thank you to Four Corners for doing our match for the hour. But joining us now, for the first time in Score history, a joint conversation with both presidents of the Cubs.
My goodness.
The president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer, and the president of business, Crane Kenny.
I can't see the Zoom right now, Danny. You're looking at it. I'm picturing them in their two suites with the door open, you know, side by side. The two shot shows both of their views. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Not quite.
Not quite. How are you guys doing today?
Good, guys. How you doing? Yeah, good to see both of you, and looks like you're hunkering along pretty well there, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's easy. I mean, I'm 5.5 hours in. I mean, I assume, Jed, you're going to come back on with me at like 3 a.m. Tomorrow morning, right? No problem?
You tell me when, you know?
Okay, sounds good. there's a lot to get into with the two of you, but we've started kind of all of these by like, how has cancer impacted your lives personally? So, Jed, we can start with you.
Well, I think, as with everybody, I think it, you know, affects us in so many ways, whether it's, you know, the children or friends or, you know, close relatives or, you know, dear friends, wives of friends. I mean, I think there's so many different examples. You know, the one I was thinking of when I got on just, touched me personally very recently was, you know, all the guys that worked at Red Sox were very close. You know, Mike Hazen went to go work for the Diamondbacks. And I have a lot of good friends that work there. And obviously his wife, Nicole, had a, you know, rare brain cancer. And, you know, she died after, you know, really long, you know, 2-year battle, that, you know, we were all, you know, sort of deeply involved in, and, you know, watching Mike go through that, raising 4 boys while trying to run a team, you know, was incredibly poignant for me, you know, given this job and the fact that I have 3 boys myself. So, I think, like I said, as with everybody, unfortunately, the awful disease touches us in so many different ways and affects so many different parts of our life. And, you know, there's never a moment, I guess, in a day where you can't think of some way that it's had a negative impact. And the hope is that happens less and less as we raise more and more money for it.
And that's why we're raising all this money for research, and 100% of the donations at CubsForACure.com go to research. What about you, Crane?
Yeah, so I talked the last time we were on about Lynn Bramer, and this whole event really is an evolution of the tribute we paid to him last year. We lost your good friend on the station and our good friend in the ballpark in life, Lynn Bramer, a year ago to prostate cancer. And the idea that you and I had of maybe pivoting this event to become something to raise money instead of just celebrate life. And, you know, it's just interesting timing, right? So we came up with that a year ago, and then Ryan Sandberg, you know, contracts prostate cancer, and that becomes an issue for him to battle this year. And I know he was on earlier and passed along the good news that he's officially done with his treatment and he's cancer free at the moment. So that's just amazing.
How about that moment? I mean, it's going to be tough to top that moment.
I'm a believer in a higher power. Like we had the statue for Ryan planned a year ago as well, you know, before he knew he'd come down with the disease. So like there's some weird timing things going on around the Cubs for a Cure and Rhino. So there's one. And then, you know, I just been touched by a lot lately, and I'm unfortunately going to be going to a service tomorrow for my former executive assistant, Barbara Koss, who lost her battle with throat cancer, tomorrow. So like, I'll be thinking of a lost friend tomorrow on this exact topic. And so, you know, what you guys are doing, booyah to that. Really excited for what we're going to do here at the ballpark this weekend. You and I set the goal of raising $1 million in basically, you know, 36 hours. And I think we'll get there. And I just want to say thank you to you and, you know, to Spiegs and to Mitch and to everyone at your station who have thrown, you know, so much energy into this thing. So congrats to you guys and thank you. And let's go get it.
Yeah, the goal. Go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry to interrupt you, Dan. I was going to thank Crane. I know he's not going to thank himself, but the amount of time he's put into this has been extraordinary, given we're in the middle of the season. And I know it's incredibly meaningful to him. And I know he's put a lot of time in. So thanks to Crane for setting up this weekend. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I mean, it's pretty amazing, Jed, to have you both here, and the president of baseball and the president of business collaborating like this, even just on this segment, but also with all the generosity and all the experiences that we've been referencing, that Danny's been referencing. Jed, this is not always how it goes in baseball organizations. You've got to realize it's a pretty special thing that you and Crane are able to work like this together.
No, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, I think this whole job, my job, his job, it's all about being a good teammate. You know, we have the same goal in mind. You know, how do we fill the ballpark every night, and how do we win as many games as possible, and how do we, get to a place where this city is, I mean, I would think there's nothing better in the world than transforming a city for, you know, one October or even many Octobers. And we have the same goal. We both lived through those experiences. We've seen the transformative impact that a baseball team can have on a city. And we have that goal in mind for the Cubs. So yeah, he's easy to work with that in that regard. You know, like I said, it's all about being a good teammate and realizing that we have different jobs, but we have the exact same goal.
Well, okay, so few things here that I have on my list for the for you two gentlemen, Crane Kenny and Jed Hoyer together during the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Again, cubsforacure.com, text CURE 24 to 41444. Crane has been generous. He has called in. He has worked on this. He has been focused. But this man is going to be raising more money than you could ever imagine, because the man who took the games off WGN, jacked up your ticket prices, added the video boards, he's getting in a dunk tank at Gallagher Way before this game on Saturday.
Crane himself is in the dunk tank.
Jed, what's that worth to you to be the person to dunk Crane Kenny? Be honest.
How many pitches do I get?
I'm saying you could walk up and hit the button if you want.
Jed was shirtless or not shirtless? I didn't know that. You know?
Jed was a college pitcher. He is disqualified. He doesn't get to. This is for amateurs only.
We just got a $500,000 donation from a T. Epstein. T. Epstein has volunteered to get in there
out of nowhere. So Crane will be in the dunk tank before the game. I will be in the dunk tank before the game on Saturday. So there's gonna. I don't know if that's going to raise quite as much money as Dr. Crane. Although, frankly, maybe it will.
Do we have other FS1 employees jumping in? Or
hey, it's possible. I might be able to make some calls.
Yeah, yeah. Coward shirtless. If Crane's going shirtless, let's go.
Oh my God. Thank you for that, Jed. Yeah. So, and then also, you guys have a monetary challenge that we would like to make right now on the air. I understand.
Yeah. So Jed and I together, we're going to put $20,000 into your telethon, your radiothon, and love to see match everybody up to $20,000 who want to call in for this hour. So I think you're doing it by the hour, and wow. You know, we're obviously thrilled to help you, and wow, hopefully it inspires people to get involved.
Okay, so that's amazing. So just one second, Jed, I just want to explain to the audience what that means right now. So we're going to do that for the next 60 minutes. So that'll span some of the 3 o'clock and some of the 4 o'clock hour, but that's Jed and Crane's personal money. But so for the rest of this hour too, since we already have to hit that $10,000 match, really for the rest of this hour, that's a 3-to-1 match. So 5 would become 15, 100 would become 300. So this is the most advantageous time right now to donate all day for the Radiothon. So cubsforacure.com, text CURE24 to 41444. And we've got some tickets still available too. So $300 donations now would be tripled. You'd get a $100 gift card to Mordechai, you'd get 2 non-club tickets, and that $300 would become $900. And I mean, it's kind of fun that it's Jed and Crane's money.
I mean, this is amazing for all the Cub fans in our audience to do this and take advantage of these incredible offers from the organization, as the two presidents are here, and to triple the donation. It's an incredible, incredible opportunity. So call that number at 773-388-8270, and the large donations. That's where you can do the large donations and get the information on it and get right to it. It's incredible.
Thank you, Jed, for matching Crane there. That's very kind of you.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a great cause. And like I said, with given all the matches and given all the things that the Cubs are doing and that Crane has done to make this a special weekend, it's the least I can do. So happy to do it. And hopefully it inspires a lot more people to give.
It certainly should. You know, just for Cubs fans listening here, this is an interesting moment. You know, we always hear the money raised from Crane's side of the ledger gets reinvested into Jed's side of the ledger. What can you guys tell us about the competitive balance tax and a governor that you maybe have on what you got going on, Jed, and like this year compared to next year? Cubs fans are very interested in how that's going to look year over year as they kind of make their thoughts about optimism, I guess, heading into next year.
Yeah. Next year is still something that, you know, we're deciding. But, you know, as far as this year, you know, we sort of looked at it at the end of February. We were likely to be under the tax, but then once we just decided to sign Bellinger, we sort of brought what I thought was a fantastic deal for the Cubs to bring back Cody. And then, knowing that when we did that, that was very likely to trigger us being over the tax. And, Tom and Crane were certainly in favor of that, given what it meant for the club. So, and the expectation is certainly that I think we'll probably go over this year. And, the reality is that that's always been, it's always been a discussion. There's never been any real desire like to stay under every year. It's been like, let's make those decisions on a year to year basis. So we haven't decided yet for next year, but the expectation is that we'll be over this year. And that's really because, the decision was made to invest in Cody at the end of February when we'd already, committed dollars to other players, during the offseason.
Yeah, and I'd say the third person who should be on the call that isn't is Tom, and exactly what Jed said is how it works, which is, we're trying to put the best team on the field that we can. The CBT is not a governor. I think I know some people think that we're afraid to trip the tax, and for the right player and the right circumstance and the right season, it's not a governor, and it wasn't this year, and and that's credit to our ownership who. They want to win like everyone else. And, we're in the budgeting, process for next year. I know it's a boring topic compared to Jed's side of the ledger, but, so we're building the models for what next year looks like, both from ticket sales and partnerships and media rights and everything else. And you do our very best to grow revenue every year. Today we announced the Big Ten winter or Frozen Classic, which will be our hockey event with six clubs playing in January of next year. So that'll actually be on the 25 budget. And, literally from that moment of hockey on the 3rd and 4th of January, right through the end of the season, we're going to try and grow revenues as much as we can. And after our, fixed expenses, we turn the rest of it over to baseball operations to try and put the best club they can on the field. And, with ownership support, that's the goal. The work starts now for next year.
Well, listening very carefully to all of that, I'm hearing a lot of possibilities in the offseason because of a lot of money that's coming off the books on the payroll and how things are going to be opening back up and that willingness to deal with that level of the tax as not being a governor. That just programmed a lot of offseason free agent wish lists. So thank you guys for that little baseball bonus right there.
And I would also like to say this out. We have decided we're going to want to move these during the triple match portion. So we've lowered the meet and greets to 2,500. So wow. Ian Happ, Michael Bush, Justin Steele, Pete Crow Armstrong, Nico Horner, Shota Imanaga have all agreed. Four tickets. You get to go on the field pregame. You get to meet one of those players. They'll take a picture with you. They'll sign an autograph. So let's move those right now because that $2,500, that becomes $7,500, and it's Crane and Jed's money, plus Four Corners Hospitality and the dollar-for-dollar matches we already have. So call up right now before they go and say, hey, I want to meet Pete Crow Armstrong before a Cubs game in 2025, 773-388-8270, 773-388-8270.
One last baseball thing. Crane, when the Yankees are here in early September, could you show Juan Soto around the neighborhood? Just kind of show him what it's like, how beautiful Hotel Zachary is. I'll call Joe Shanahan at Metro. If Soto's a music fan, we'll get him over there. What do you say?
I think he's probably going to see part of Chicago without us. But yeah, boy, that was quite a show he's been putting on with the White Sox series, around the corner. But he's a good player. I thought you were going back to the Theo spotting in the Starbucks, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
13 years ago.
We got options.
He'll be the big ticket item this offseason for sure.
Didn't ask you, Jed. You're welcome.
Guys, it has been an honor to work with you guys for years and years. I can't believe this is my last broadcast, but we're not going to make it the last broadcast because this Radiothon is going to become an annual thing. And Crane, thank you for collaborating on the idea. Jed, thank you for the support over the years. I hope to see both of you at Wrigley on Saturday. My nephew, Brad's son, is going to throw out the first pitch with Council catching for him on Saturday.
That's amazing.
It's going to be such a powerful moment for my family and my brother's honor. So just thank you guys for the whole Parkins family. Seriously, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, thank you. Great job. Here's a 7 years. you know, fantastic work on the show. You always handle yourself with your incredible professionalism, and I wish you all the best. I wish this wasn't the last show, but certainly don't be a stranger.
No, I won't be. And now we can, you know, you can get your football takes off nationally if you want. Just text.
We can do the 3 a.m. like fantasy football talk or something like that. If you need programming, you know, I'm more than happy to help.
Let's do it. All right, guys. I'll see you at the ballpark on Saturday. Thank you so much. $20,000. Incredibly generous from you personally. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for being good sports as well.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Crane's the one who introduced me to Brain Up. And it's crazy, man. Crane is the one who introduced me to Brain Up. A Cubs player that you know and care about with a very personal story is calling in next. It's the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Marty Leonards from 93XRT. I stand up for Bridget Murphy, who in her battle with lymphoma received a bone marrow transplant and has been cancer-free for 30 years.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
We are over $140,000 raised, been on the air for, what, started at 10, almost 6 hours. Got to pick up the pace a little bit, but you guys are doing great, Scoreheads. Text CURE24 to 41444. Thanks to Four Corners Hospitality. And Jed Hoyer and Crane Kenny just put up 20 grand of their own money.
Incredible.
So with the Four Corners Hospitality match, that means for the next 12 minutes, $5 becomes 15, 50 becomes 150, 1,000 would become 3,000. We could triple match you for the rest of this hour and the beginning portion of the next hour. But joining us now, Ian Happ, Cubs Gold Glove left fielder, friend of the station, regular with the Bernstein and Holmes show, kind enough to join us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Ian, thank you so much for your time on an off day, sir.
Yeah, guys, thanks for doing this. And I just want to say, pretty awesome to hear from Rhino today. Just a really, really cool moment. And he's been such an inspiration with his openness throughout his fight, and just a really cool, really great news today. So super happy for Rhino.
It was amazing to see you guys, see that whole, your whole team, Ian, out there watching Rhino at the statue unveiling. He's been a meaningful part of your experience as a Cub in a lot of different steps of the way already, hasn't he?
I mean, that was one of the coolest moments of my Cub career to get to see that. I think the people that come before us and, you know, set the stage for what we're able to do, mean so much. And Rhino, what he did for the organization, the way that he represented the Cubs, his career, you know, there's only a few statues out there. And so to get to be in Chicago and see that in person and watch that, just an appreciation for everything that he was able to do, and has always been so kind and gracious to me. So really, really special moment.
Ian, as this idea kind of was formed, you know, I know you were one of the first people to raise your hand and say that you wanted to be involved in any way. We've been asking everybody, so it's a very basic question, but you've told the story before. But for anyone who doesn't know it, how cancer has impacted your life and, you know, the start of your professional baseball career?
Yeah, and in 2014, I was getting ready to drive up from Pittsburgh to Cape Cod for my second summer on the Cape, which was going into my junior year, which would be my draft year. My mom and I were going to drive up together. My dad was down in Atlanta for a conference, and we got a call. He had passed out and was diagnosed a few days later with brain cancer. And so that entire summer, had that immediate surgery, and that entire summer, my entire junior season, he was fighting brain cancer, and he ended up passing away after I was drafted in October of 2015. It was about an 18-month fight with brain cancer. And it was challenging it was on the family, on for the point, you know, all the good things happening in my life at that point with, you know, being drafted and coming to the Cubs organization and playing my first summer of professional baseball. Our family was going through the most difficult thing we could possibly imagine, and losing my dad as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and you know, he was only 58 years old, and a strong and resilient and incredible human being. And the way that he fought every day with positivity and with gratitude for everything that he had experienced, all the people around him. And he always made it a point to make sure that I was continuing to pursue my dream and focusing on that. And he loved to listen to the games and stay in touch and hear. And but it was you know, remarkable the strength that he showed and the persistence and the positivity through basically an unwinnable battle.
My God, Ian, so amazing of you to share and talk about. And he'd be proud of the way you play and the professionalism and the positivity with which you go about everything, including, by the way, coming on the radio in the middle of a slump as often as you have and representing with strength. He'd be proud of that, you know.
I appreciate that, yeah.
You know, and man, so I'm kind of doing this in honor of my brother who had glioblastoma, terminal brain cancer. So, you know, he diagnosed at 50, gone at 53. Two kids who, you know, were teenagers at the time, and still are, of his diagnosis. It's the most helpless feeling, and it never leaves you. And the end especially is really, really, really ugly, man. And so I know no one goes through it the exact same way, but I can tell you that, you know, from watching my brother as closely as I did, I know some of what you went through and what your family went through. And so I'm very, very sorry for your loss, and I know you'll be standing for him Saturday at Wrigley. My nephew, my brother's son, obviously, is going to be throwing out that first pitch. My whole family's going to be there standing for my brother, Brad. It's going to be a hell of a moment on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, it really will be. And I think, you know, I went through a very, you know, similar experience. That was exactly what my dad has. And, you know, to be able to do this, to stand up for, you know, the people that are fighting it, the people that we've lost fighting it. You know, any form of cancer is a horrendous disease. You know, obviously I've had some teammates, who have been through it and have given back, you know, Jameson, Rizzo, Lester, and to see the impact that those guys have made on people's lives. You know, we were fortunate. And when Anthony was here, did a lot of hospital visits and saw a lot of the kids and the impact that he made. And I was really lucky to get to go with him a handful of times and see the joy that he brings to people and what he's able to do, and you know, anything that we can do to help to raise awareness, to honor the memory of friends and family and people that have been through it. It's special. And, you know, I commend everybody who's helped put this together and, you know, continues to fight the fight.
Listen, man, thank you so much. Yeah, I'll be on for the next 18 hours raising money here for Brain Up, which is a Chicago-based brain cancer charity. So 100% of the dollars raised over the next 18 hours on this radio station are going to brain cancer research, you know, in honor of your dad, my brother, and other people who have faced this terrible disease. And let's move it right now. Come on, Ian Happ just told that story. $2,500 donation, 4 tickets to a game. Happer will meet you before the game on the field, take a picture with you, sign an autograph, $2,500. Ian just shared that story, 773-388-8270. Let's move that item right now in honor of Ian Happ's father. Ian, I'll see you at Cubs for a Cure on Saturday. Thank you for your time on the off day, sir.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Ian, thank you.
You got it. It's Ian Happ. I saw that bond between he and Rizzo early on in Ian's career, but did not realize the depths of it. You know, it's amazing. These guys, we don't know exactly what informs some of those friendships that we see happen on a team, but it's incredible stuff. And I mean, the way he goes about it, you can tell he's doing his dad proud. That's for sure.
We've got a jam-packed hour coming up. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Marty Leonards from 93XRT. I stand up for Bridget Murphy, who in her battle with lymphoma received a bone marrow transplant and has been cancer-free for 30 years.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
We are over $140,000 raised, been on the air for, what, started at 10, almost four, so almost 6 hours. Got to pick up the pace a little bit, but you guys are doing great, Scoreheads. Text CURE24 to 41444. Thanks to Four Corners Hospitality. And Jed Hoyer and Crane Kenny just put up 20 grand of their own money.
Incredible.
So with the Four Corners Hospitality match, that means for the next 12 minutes, $5 becomes 15, 50 becomes 150, 1,000 would become 3,000. We could triple match you for the rest of this hour and the beginning portion of next hour. But joining us now, Ian Happ, Cubs Gold Glove left fielder, friend of the station, regular with the Bernstein and Holmes show, kind enough to join us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Ian, thank you so much for your time on an off day, sir.
Yeah, guys, thanks for doing this. And I just want to say, pretty awesome to hear from Rhino today. Just a really, really cool moment. And he's been such an inspiration with his openness throughout his fight, and just a really cool, really great news today. So super happy for Rhino.
It was amazing to see you guys, see that whole, your whole team, Ian, out there watching Rhino at the statue unveiling. He's been a meaningful part of your experience as a Cub in a lot of different steps of the way already, hasn't he?
I mean, that was one of the coolest moments of my Cub career to get to see that. I think the people that come before us and, you know, set the stage for what we're able to do means so much. And Rhino, what he did for the organization, the way that he represented the Cubs, his career, you know, there's only a few statues out there. And so to get to be in Chicago and see that in person and watch that, just an appreciation for everything that he was able to do, and has always been so kind and gracious to me. So really, really special moment.
Ian, as this idea kind of was formed, you know, I know you were one of the first people to raise your hand and say that you wanted to be involved in any way. We've been asking everybody, so it's a very basic question, but you've told the story before. But for anyone who doesn't know it, how cancer has impacted your life and, you know, the start of your professional baseball career?
Yeah, and in 2014, I was getting ready to drive up from Pittsburgh to Cape Cod for my second summer on the Cape, which was going into my junior year, which would be my draft year. My mom and I were going to drive up together. My dad was down in Atlanta for a conference, and we got a call. He had passed out and was diagnosed a few days later with brain cancer. And so that entire summer, had that immediate surgery, and that entire summer, my entire junior season, he was fighting brain cancer, and he ended up passing away after I was drafted in October of 2015. It was about an 18-month fight with brain cancer. And it was challenging. It was on the family, on for the point, you know, all the good things happening in my life at that point with, you know, being drafted and coming to the Cubs organization and playing my first summer professional baseball. Our family was going through the most difficult thing we could possibly imagine, and losing my dad as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and you know, he was only 58 years old. a strong and resilient and incredible human being. And the way that he fought every day with positivity and with gratitude for everything that he had experienced, all the people around him. And he always made it a point to make sure that I was continuing to pursue my dream and focusing on that. And he loved to listen to the games and stay in touch and hear. And but it was remarkable the strength that he showed and the persistence and the positivity through basically an unwinnable battle.
My God, Ian, so amazing of you to share and talk about. And he'd be proud of the way you play and the professionalism and the positivity with which you go about everything, including, by the way, coming on the radio in the middle of a slump as often as you have and representing with strength. He'd be proud of that, you know.
I appreciate that, yeah.
You know, and man, so I'm kind of doing this in honor of my brother who had glioblastoma, terminal brain cancer. So, you know, he diagnosed at 50, gone at 53. Two kids who, you know, were teenagers at the time, or still are, of his diagnosis. It's the most helpless feeling, and it never leaves you. And the end especially is really, really, really ugly, man. And so I know no one goes through it the exact same way, but I can tell you that, you know, from watching my brother as closely as I did, I know some of what you went through and what your family went through. And so I'm very, very sorry for your loss. And I know you'll be standing for him Saturday at Wrigley. My nephew, my brother's son, obviously is going to be throwing out that first pitch. My whole family's going to be there standing for my brother, Brad. It's going to be a hell of a moment on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, it really will be. And I think, you know, I went through a very, you know, similar experience. That was exactly what my dad has. And, you know, to be able to do this, to stand up for, you know, the people that are fighting it, the people that we've lost fighting it, you know, any form of cancer is a horrendous disease. You know, obviously I've had some teammates who have been through it and have given back, you know, Jameson, Rizzo, Lester, and to see the impact that those guys have made on people's lives. You know, we were fortunate. And you know, when Anthony was here, did a lot of hospital visits and saw a lot of the kids and the impact that he made. And I was really lucky to get to go with him a handful of times and see the joy that he brings to people and what he's able to do, and you know, anything that we can do to help, to raise awareness, to honor the memory of friends and family and people that have been through it. It's special. And, you know, I commend everybody who's helped put this together and, you know, continues to fight the fight.
Listen, man, thank you so much. Yeah, I'll be on for the next 18 hours raising money here for Brain Up, which is a Chicago-based brain cancer charity. So 100% of the dollars raised over the next 18 hours on this radio station are going to brain cancer research, you know, in honor of your dad, my brother, and other people who have faced this terrible disease. And let's move it right now. Come on, Ian Happ just told that story. $2,500 donation, 4 tickets to a game. Happer will meet you before the game on the field, take a picture with you, sign an autograph, $2,500. Ian just shared that story, 773-388-8270. Let's move that item right now in honor of Ian Happ's father. Ian, I'll see you at Cubs for a Cure on Saturday. Thank you for your time on the off day, sir.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Ian, thank you.
You got it. It's Ian Happ. I saw that bond between he and Rizzo early on in Ian's career, but did not realize the depths of it. You know, it's amazing. These guys, we don't know exactly what informs some of those friendships that we see happen on a team, but it's incredible stuff. And the way he goes about it, you can tell he's doing his dad proud. That's for sure.
We've got a jam-packed hour coming up. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the score.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.